Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Well, today I have something so exciting. I know that I've been banging on every episode for a while now about my amazing mastermind team, and well, I've got most of them here today to share a little bit about what's been going on with their first 4 weeks of the mastermind. And look, these ladies are just extraordinary themselves without any of this human design, but bringing them into alignment with their design has just been so exciting for me, and watching them all just evolve before my eyes has been so much fun. So everyone, I would like to welcome Sasha, Carly, Emma, Jess, and Joe to all to the podcast. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Emma.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome.
Thanks, Emma. It's exciting.
Oh, it is exciting. It's exciting to have you here. And look, one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on is selfishly I want to hear about your journey so far. But also, often these things, there's so many masterminds, and I did that inverted commas for you out there. They sort of talk about what they deliver, but we don't often get to see behind the scenes. So I thought, well, this is me. I tend to be very what you see is what you get. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to do that and show you behind the scenes. So just to let you know, listeners, we've done finishing week four of the mastermind. So we've done what I would call the fundamentals, which is type, strategy, profile, and all the centers. And next week, we're going to start diving in deeper. So ladies, who would like to start? The question I'd love to put out there first is, like, what is it that actually inspired you to join the mastermind in the first place? Sasha?
So you inspired me to join the mastermind, of course.
Thank you.
Well, simply because you introduced me a while back to human design and did an unpack for me. And ever since that time, I've not been able to stop thinking about it. It's something that I find that I can't disregard it. So I thought, well, if I can't disregard it, then what does that mean? It means that I want to lean into it and I want to learn more. I want to get more detail. You know that some of my gates are about mastery, so, and going in deep. And so it was a natural progression, considering you were my very first life coach. And now that you're doing human design, for me to go down that rabbit hole with you, and I'm finding an incredible amount of depth and detail in it. And when you think you know something a little bit, and then you realize how much you don't know, that's been actually a really beautiful gift in this.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I love that. And I love what you said right at the beginning that, you know, that it just felt so right, or I'm not quite sure what your exact words were, but the word that came up for me is truth. And I think so many people that come to human design, that once they get their design done, they're like, oh my God, this just feels true. I'm not thinking it, it just feels true. And I think that's the power of it. Jess, did you want to go next?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been on a bit of a spiritual journey since late last year, and through this started listening to some podcasts. And the thing that came up for me quite regularly was human design. And a lot of it was people who were in the US that weren't quite as accessible. So I started doing a bit of a hunt, and I was really intrigued and started doing my own research and wanted to know more and more. And I came across your podcast, Emma, and your Instagram account. I stalked you a little. I sent you a DM, and we set up a meeting just to chat about life and human design, and immediately I felt so comfortable with you. It was kind of like talking to a mirror of myself.
What a lovely thing to say.
I just wanted to learn more about human design, and you mentioned that you were doing a mastermind. It was just like divine timing, and I'm so grateful for that conversation. You have no idea. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Like, I often, as a business owner, and because my husband's my business partner, Justin's often like, dude, you actually have to do some work. You can't just get on the phone to every single person that reaches out. But I'm like, no, this is what I love. This is what I do. So I'm so glad that it makes a difference in some people's lives. So thanks for that,
Jess. It does. It really was a wonderful conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. You're so welcome. So welcome. So is there anyone else? Yeah, Joe, go for it.
Hey, so mine's a bit like Jess's, very, very similar. I stumbled across human design late last year, probably November, December of 2019, listening to another podcast, and it just intrigued me. I had to dig deep. And so since then I was following a lot of people on podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, and a bit like Jess, there was a lot that were overseas. So I was just really putting it out to the universe. I want to do something. I want to dive deep, but I want someone in Australia, and I want someone in Sydney. And then lo and behold, you came up, and listening to your podcast, you mentioned that you were doing a mastermind class, and I've listened to it at the end of a couple of podcasts. I'm like, what is this? What is this? And then having a look on your Instagram, again, following like Jess, stalking you on Instagram, and who is this girl? Where is she from? You know, she seems pretty cool with her cap and skateboard and BMX bike and whatnot. So, I thought I'll reach out, and I'm so glad I did. I just thought, you know, there was just that inkling that I don't know what it was, something sort of attracted me to you, or you to me, and it just felt right. It really felt right in my gut, and I thought, this is it. And I knew this year I wanted to really this year, 2020, was the year for studying for me and learning, and human design is just perfect for that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thanks, Joe. And you know what? It's so interesting you say that about 2020. I think I've heard so many people say that this is the year of studying. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we're going through what we're going through. And that this is already a theme that so many people had put out there. It's almost like the universe has really, you know, as I've said a bazillion times, sent us to our room to study and ourselves, not, you know, out there in here. And I just, that's awesome. Thanks so much, Joe.
Welcome.
So, ladies, shall we move on to the next question? Because, you know, these things always run with expectations, you know, like, so when you first signed up, or even were thinking about the mastermind, like, what were the expectations that you had for these 3 months together? Carly or Emma, do you want us to kick it off? Yeah, Carly, go for it.
Yeah, I think with human design specifically, I just had, you know, I didn't have a lot of expectations. I kind of was super new to the whole idea of it. And I just was looking for another way, because I run my own business on social media, and, you know, it just wasn't really working for me. And I was feeling burnt out and just really kind of unsatisfied with the way that my life and business was going. And someone introduced me to human design, and it just, like, I don't know, it just opened up my eyes. Everything that she was saying to me really resonated with me. I was like, wow, this aligns like perfectly. And then I stumbled across your podcast, started binge listening to that, fell in love with it. And I was like, all right, let's dive into this. And then, yeah, I think my expectations weren't very low, weren't very high, but I was really just looking for an alternative to what I was going through in my life at that time, and was just looking for another solution. I was like, hey, let's just give this a try. That was probably my expectations.
Yeah. And I love that another way. You know, I think, again, a conversation I was having with someone this morning as well, it's like, we actually live in a world where we live with so much information and information flying at us all the time. And you know, everyone in this room, and I would say the majority of my listeners, are all doers. They're all people that go, right, I need to solve a problem, change something, shift something. I need information. I'm going to do something. And they're like, I work with very proactive high achievers, right? But the thing that you said, Carly, that just stands out so much is it's another way, because it was the same for me. I had all this knowledge and I'm absolutely, you know, I'm a line three. You know what that's like, Carly. Mm-hmm. I throw myself at life. I throw myself at things and things just weren't working. So this is the thing that I also love about human design, is that it is another way, because this way is we're in charge. We are our own guru and we're creating life on our terms. And I think that's the thing that I love about human design.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Carly. I mean, not Carly, Emma.
Hey, yeah, I just want to echo a little bit of what Carly was saying, because I think for me, and, you know, I brought this up in class before, like I have always wanted to know how and when and like why things are going to happen. And so human design, like the first time I learned about my type and my strategy, I was like, oh, I don't need to know all of these things, but here's a blueprint on like how to do things. And I think especially as an entrepreneur, like there's not really a guidebook that tells you like do X, Y, and Z and your business is going to be successful, or there's just like no real plan. So like to have something that can kind of guide you in the way human design does has been incredible so far.
Yeah. And I love that, because it's that same thing. It's like we've got all these different structures, strategies, models, but when we try them on, they just don't feel quite right. So instead of going, and you know, again, you probably heard me talk about this a lot, is instead of going from the external internal, we're going internal external, which is the game changer. I love that. Thank you. So ladies, what I really want you to share now is some of your aha moments, breakthroughs, things that have blown your mind with what you've learned about yourself through this process, or what you have experienced through this only just the first 4 weeks. Who'd like to go first? Sasha.
Gosh, so much. Where to start? I suppose we're being a generator, single definition. Now I sort of have an understanding of where my energy has come from. And a lot of what I've learned though, is that, like you say, I've been filling up my aura with all of the things that I can do because of that energy. Whereas being a lot more sort of, choosing what actually aligns with me gives me even more energy towards those things. And I'm finding that I'm getting really nice alignment when I absolutely use my authority in responding to things. And with some of my gates, I have gate of correction, gate of opinion. And I now recognize that when those ideas are accepted, it's when I'm responding rather than initiating. So for a long time, I thought that I had to initiate everything. And I think that's an element of control as well in there, which now I've actually realized if I just sort of sit back and allow things to for me to respond to, I get such a deeper level of A, satisfaction, but B, cut through in terms of what I'm trying to do. So that's been amazing. And learning about not only myself and some of the gates that I have, but also learning about others and learning, you know, what it means to have an emotional child, a solar plexus child, when I have only a couple of activations there, really allows me to understand her and how our family unit fits together better. So I'm finding all of those things are wonderful, but really what I'm finding the most is that my business is accelerating because I am responding. And that's been fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think this is the thing I love, and because I know you as well as I know you, the thing that I love is that it's taken you from this place of, like you say, like the control, like I need to control everything. And it's so counterintuitive for someone to turn around and say, oh, no, you need to respond. So just chill out, lady. And I love that already, like just in 4 weeks, you've already noticed these massive shifts. So was it really challenging to step back and go, hang on?
100%. That's probably been the hardest thing. Because I sat there and went, what, so I'm just meant to sit here and do nothing? Like, what do you mean? And then I have to wait for external force for me to respond to. And, you know, you, as well as you know me, exactly, that's a really weird place for me to be in. But now that I've refined what it means to respond, so I might read an article and go, oh, I really like that. And then I can write about that article because I'm responding to it. But also what exactly. I really love the most is, because that's external, when I take it internal, I respond to my sacral. So if I just ask the right questions to my sacral, not even the right questions, but ask questions to my sacral and I get a yes or a no, I respond to the yeses. So that's what I love is that you mentioned earlier, I think when talking about Carly, external to internal, I love that I can now respond to myself and what where my sacral is guiding me. And then obviously when my intuition comes up, because I'm defined in the spleen, then responding to that in that moment is really truly where I'm finding the most joy and the most clarity as well.
I love that because, of course, what is it? It's self-worth. It's trust. You know, when we talk about trust and we chunk trust down, it always comes down to self-love. And if we want to have self-esteem, self-love, self-worth, it always comes down to that piece, that listening to ourselves, keeping our promises. And I love that. That's so beautiful. Thanks, Sash. So who else would like to share ahas, breakthroughs, something awesome? Emma, go for it.
Sorry, I had to take myself on mute. So I think there's two like big things that human design has kind of taught me already. One is that it's kind of validated the things that I already love about myself or love doing. Like as a manifesting generator, I love to multitask. I do so many things in a day. I'm all over the place and I love it. And so for me to not question, oh, like other people are doing things differently. Like, do I need to change my ways? The answer is no. Like I'm living the way I should be. So I love like having that as like a validation and giving me permission to like do what I already love.
Yeah. It's the ultimate permission slip, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I had someone explain to me yesterday and it properly made me tear up. I was on my human design mastermind with the girls I trained with. And one of them explained it that the first time she had her chart done, it was like looking at the person she always wanted to be. And I thought that that was like, that properly made me tear up because I'm like, oh my God, that's true for me too. And that realization that we walk around so conditioned and what our human design gives us, like you say, Emma, is just this huge permission slip that what feels right is actually correct for you.
Yes, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Thanks, Emma. Who else would like to share? Go for it, Jess.
A big aha moment for me, similar to Sasha, was letting go of control and having the need to always instigate things instead of waiting to respond. That was a big aha for me. But this week I had a massive breakthrough. We talked about profiles and I realised this year, a lot of my life, I've been holding on to something that doesn't serve me. And I've always struggled to see what my purpose is and exactly what I want to do with my life. It's always been something that's really, really bothered me. And I realized that I'd been holding on to so much resentment towards my parents because I felt like they never helped me when I was younger to get to where I wanted to be when I was older and in a career. But then this week I realized that was never their path to find. It was mine. And being a 3-5 profile, things don't come easy. It's through trial and error and through learning that you find where you need to be. So that was a huge, huge breakthrough for me because I've now let go of a lot of that.
Yeah, and oh my goodness, I've got goosebumps again for the second time with that story. Thanks, Jess. And I love that. I love that because we do live these lives where we carry around resentment and we carry around the things that are just holding us back. And I, you know, that 3-5 thing, and this is one of my awarenesses, is that no one can tell me what to do. Like someone could actually give me a rule book that says, Emma, step one, do this, step two. And I'll be like, no, I'm going to go do it myself and work it out. And just to have the freedom to go, that is the way I'm designed, is so powerful. Even more than that though, Jess, the thing that I love that you've also touched on is that from my point of view as a behavioral coach, like I've been working with people for so many years now to clear up their conditioning, to change mindsets, to clear up defining moments, to clear up their unresourceful behaviors, patterns, all of this stuff that goes on in the unconscious mind. And this is also, I've had the same realization as you with human design, is that sometimes just knowing your design can reprogram your unconscious mind, like overnight, in that awareness, so much better than going through the processes that we might go through as behavioral coaches, because it's just that the awareness aligned with the truth of knowing, oh my God, I actually chose to come in here and learn through trial and error. It's got nothing to do with them. Like that's like 6 months of therapy, man. That's awesome. I love it. Thanks so much for sharing, Jess. Who else, anyone else want to share an aha breakthrough? Go for it, Joe.
For my aha, I've had so many. I've got like 2 pages of notes of just aha moments, but I'm conscious of time. But the biggest one was this week when we learned about profiles, and just to let everyone know, I'm a manifesting generator with sacral authority, which, you know, is great in itself. But then to find out that I'm a 4-1 and in my profile, and we're very rare apparently in the world. So I find myself very unique, and the fact that in my lifetime now on this earth that I don't have any karma to clean up or to create, that I've just got to be and just be myself. So all these years, 48 years of searching and looking for my purpose and climbing mountains and, you know, swimming up river instead of down river, just, and all I had to do was just be me, just chill out, girlfriend, and be me. That was a real aha moment for me. It's like, oh my gosh, all I've got to do is just be me and just do things that light me up.
Yeah, I know. Like, how freeing is that? Like, just bonus life, awesome. I'm just here to have fun. Game changer.
So was for me.
I love it. And I love that we've got a 4-1 on the program, because it's just, it is very much a different energy. And it's also, it goes back to that conditioning piece, like, right? So even in the, from a spiritual point of view, we're conditioned to have our purpose and know what our soul wants and all of this stuff. But to even be released of that, like to be released of basically everything other than, okay, cool, I'm a man, Jen. So all I need to do is be lit up and excited and do all the things that I want to do. And research, like you've got the massive permission slip, line one, I'm going to go deep on whatever lights me up, and that's all I have to do. Like, just so beautiful. It's just so much fun.
Yes, it so is. And you're right, the line one, the investigating side of me is for me, when I think about it now, I'm really living my design. You know, the 4 being a people person and very social and all about community, and the 1 being investigative and just always searching and learning and, you know, studying. And I love it.
Good. Thanks so much, Joe. That's awesome.
So welcome.
Carly.
Yeah. To kind of go off what Joe said, I think a lot of it has to do with just the release of pressure. And feeling like I need to know all the answers was huge for me. And just being able to trust myself more, like that was the biggest thing, is being able to trust my own decisions and trust what feels good for me and just go in that direction. And also understanding, you know, when I'm feeling frustrated, which is my not self theme, and understanding, you know, why I'm feeling that and how to shift it. And the reason why I'm feeling that is because I'm not living my design, and how to live my design, and actually witnessing those changes and emotions from frustration to feeling satisfied and happy and joyful. And yeah, just that shift in emotion was huge for me.
Yeah. I love that. I love that, because it's what I call those external clues. So having human design gives us the guideposts, like, oh, I'm feeling frustration, right? I'm out of alignment. Cool. So I'm looking for satisfaction. And it can be as simple as, okay, universe, I get that I'm out of alignment and I'm looking for satisfaction. Like, just guide me in a direction. Or, you know, it can be that ability to sort of go, okay, cool. Well, I know that if I go over here and do this, or if I go out in nature, that the odds are that I will feel better again. So it really just gives you those beautiful guideposts of going a bit to the left, a bit to the right, over here, not over there.
Yeah, exactly. Something to follow to get me to where I actually want to go.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about what you said is, again, it comes back to trust. You know, as we move into towards 2027 and we're moving into the new paradigm, and it is all about being our own guru. And the only way we can be our own guru is by trusting ourselves. So I think that I know that my part to play in the human design story is not the dogma. You know, I'll say over and over again, I don't want you guys to just read or learn from me and just embody that. I want you to try it on. I want you to work out what your definition is. I want you to do it your way, because that's what human design is all about. It's about you being your own guru and creating your own heaven on earth. So well said. Beautiful. Thanks, ladies. Now, the last question I have for you, because as we all know, Emma's going to try and keep to time. The last question I'd love to hear an answer from all of you on is that, what would you tell other people that are curious about this journey, whether it's the mastermind or human design? What would you tell them from your perspective now? What would you want them to know? Who'd like to go first? Sash.
So I think what I've been doing with people is having a conversation with them and saying, I just want to have a look at your chart. Is it okay if we explore and let me know what resonates for you? And so I'll do that, and people will be like, no way, I do feel like I'm too perky if they're split definition or that kind of thing. So to answer your question, the way that I've been testing it out is letting them recognize where they see themselves in that, or where it resonates, and letting them sort of just giving them little bits of information and saying, this is something that I'm studying at the moment. I'm absolutely digging it. I'm wondering if you'd like to have a go. And then if it resonates to them, I always sort of say it is an experiment, and I only know like a tiny little bit compared to the big picture, but I will know more. And then getting them, and that's where I'm finding the sort of the beauty in it, which is, to go on your point, you can tell us all of the information, but we need to take it on, and it needs to resonate for us. And like I think you've said in one of your one of the classes, the way that I experience my sacral could be entirely different to the way Joe does, and so it's about how do they experience their design. And but what I find so much is that people go, wow, tell me more. Wow, this really resonates. Tell me more. Tell me more. And like I think it was Carly and your discussion with Carly about the guideposts, I'm finding that it's bringing such clarity to people, so that they want to know more, and then they want to learn more, and then they start asking questions. Well, what about how do I interact with my son, or how do I interact? So I'm finding that a really beautiful gift, just to have these early conversations with people about. And I just love that it is an experiment, that it's not a dogma. Like, this is not exactly how you're going to experience. It is still very individualized, which I think is really important.
Yeah, and I love what you said, because it is, over and over again, I always want to remind people of that. It's an experiment. It's how it works for you. And I love that you brought up the how the charts come together, so how people work together. Because for me, so I'm a 3-5, which means my journey is about me first. It's personal karma that I've got. I love what I learn about me and teaching others to learn about themselves. Whereas Justin, my husband, he is a 6-2, so he's transpersonal. So his favorite thing about human design is how it works with people and groups, and how he can, understanding other people's design helps him relate to other people. So this is the thing I also love about it, is that there are so many rabbit holes with human design. So you can love it just for incarnation crosses, or just for profiles, or one of the videos that you guys are going to get today is just another little short video on profile and business. Because if our profile is our how-to, it's like just this, again, another guidepost, another like, oh, cool. So if I'm a 3-5, what people want to hear from me is my experience and how I solve problems for others. Cool. That's my marketing, right? So this is the thing that I love about human design, is that you can pick even one little part of a human design chart and just master that part and help people with just that part. Or like me being a man gen, I don't think I'm ever going to go really deep into the gates, because my attention just wouldn't stay there. But I love all the bits. Like, I want all the bits to come together. So it's room for everybody to play in it the way they want to play in it. Like, I see Joe going super deep on things like the gates and all of the different layers and that sort of thing. Who would like to go next? What would you like other people to learn or know about human design, Emma?
One thing that might be helpful for people is, like, I feel like human design found me. Like, I wasn't necessarily searching for it. I feel like someone was like, hey, have you heard of this? And another person was like, hey, you should really like look into this. And I was like, okay, the synchronicity is telling me and like poking at me to like experience it for myself. So I feel like if people are curious or like aren't ready yet, like just be patient and it'll come to you like when you need to know it.
Yes. Oh my God, Emma, I've got goosebumps from everywhere, because this is the absolute truth. And I reckon it's the same for, I think I've probably had that conversation with all of you. Every client that I talk to, every person that I talk to, they all say the same thing. It actually resonates with me on a level of, so I've walked the Camino de Santiago, which is an 800 kilometer pilgrimage across Spain. And there's this weird thing about the Camino is that it invites you. Like, it just appears on your radar one day, you find yourself booking a ticket, and before you know it, you're literally walking and you're like, oh my God, can I even do this? And I think that you're right, Emma, that human design is exactly the same. It finds you. And it's the curiosity when you're ready. Like, it found me three times before I actually engaged with it. And I love that advice. Like, just wait till you're curious. Thank you so much, Emma. That's so cool. Who would like to go next? Carly.
I just love what Emma said, because I feel like that was my exact experience. And someone had approached me, you know, in the middle of last year asking me, like, have I heard of human design? Here, they had me do the chart and everything. And I just took a screenshot and sent it to them, but I wasn't interested in it. I did not want to engage in it at all. And then I just came to that point in my life and business where I just was feeling unsatisfied and burnt out. And someone else approached me about it and started talking more about it. And I was instantly sucked in. And it's just crazy to see the two different experiences. And it just came at the moment that I needed it in my life. So exactly what Emma said. Yeah. And especially, I feel like it's going to come in the moment of your life when you need it the most. And a lot of that time is when you're not feeling satisfied or you're feeling unaligned with something and you're just looking for more, it just seems to pop up in the right moment.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I love that sharing your story that it came to you first a year ago and then again. Because the other thing that reminds me of is you've got a defined solar plexus, and same as me. And it took me three goes, like having a defined solar plexus, we're aligned, because the first time we were like, yeah, then we came to it when our authority said it's time. So even in that example, like, I love that. That's so cool. Thanks so much, Carly. Joe, do you want to share? What would you want other people to know about human design?
Oh, look, I find that whenever I am talking to people about human design, I am so lit up, and sometimes I don't even notice, but they tell me, wow, you sound really excited. I think that excitement, that curiosity, wow, can't say that word, it intrigues a lot of people, and those that are open to receive the gift will take it on board and want to dive deep, because that's what happened to me. I was open at the time to receive that gift, and it was a real aha moment for me. And I think a lot of people in this group feel the same way as well, that we were open to the gift. And once you do dive deep into it, you realize that this is truly a gift. And given that we're living in the time that we're living now, where everything is just slowing down and people are searching for maybe something more, they've had more time to reflect on themselves and, you know, do things for themselves and work from home. And I think it's just perfect timing. I think it's just such perfect timing as we lead into, as you were saying previously, 2027, this new paradigm that we're in. And I think it's beautiful. So, yeah, I do think a lot of people are open, and I just encourage everyone that is, you know, interested in it to dive deep.
Yeah, I love it. Beautiful. Thanks, Joe. Jess, what would you have people?
Joe always speaks the words that I'm thinking. So everything Joe said.
Yeah, what she said.
But it's like, the universe has given me permission to be me, and I want everybody else to feel this feeling. I'm absolutely in awe of how this could give people the internal permission to live the life that they love. And it's just through even the high level of type strategy and authority that they can live that life. So it's, yeah, it's really just a gift, a true gift.
Yeah, I love that, Jess. I love it because, and just saying that it's even the high level stuff, like it's even just the type, strategy, authority and profile, like just learning those four things can transform your life. And not getting overwhelmed with what else there is to offer in human design, like even just those few things. I know, and I've shared this with you guys, that Ra Uruhu, who brought all of this in, you know, he talks about 70% of the population, they won't even want to know the deep stuff. They'll just want to know the highlights. So it's for those of us that are already on this planet, clearly to coach, guide, heal, help. It's for those of us that want to go deeper so that we can support those, the rest of the population that just want those highlights. And just to understand that just the highlights can absolutely transform lives.
Yeah, and just the fact that it can light you up so much just to feel that. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love that. And even like, so again, the thing that I love is that you guys, we've only done 4 weeks, like the transformation in 4 weeks and some of the, you know, the breakthrough. Some of the girls who couldn't be here, they had some great stories as well. I know there was one of the other girls that she was doing really well and she'd, you know, gone from hustle, struggle, force, like, and let go, and she'd redone her garden and redone her bathroom and all of this stuff. And she had that momentary lapse of, oh God, like, really, can I feel this good and still attract clients? And then sure enough, what popped up into our WhatsApp group one morning on the day that she was handling the fear and moving through that fear was her saying, oh my goodness, a random client just reached out and signed up. So in such a short period of time, just shifting into your human design on these levels has already created so much alignment and growth in your life already. So before we wind up, I just want to ask the obvious question, like, what are you excited about still learning? We've still got 2 more months, 8 more sessions. Ah, it's exciting. Joe.
I am excited about bloody everything. Like, you know, being a manifesting generator. Okay, these are the notes I've put down. I'm excited about learning about the bloody gates. Let's dig deep into the gates and the channels.
Not much longer, not much longer.
Yes, the planets and how the gates are inside certain planets and might have different meanings. My incarnation cross, want to learn more about that. The variables, so the arrows pointing left, dig deep into that. And also learn more about the paradigm shift that's happening over the next 7 years to lead us to 2027. And also to integrate all that into... like integrate all the teachings that we've learnt or will be learning over the next 2 months and turn it into a business somehow.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Pumped.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. Okay, who's next? Sash.
Joe pretty much summed it all up. the things, everything. All of the things. And I think for me also it's about how do I create my journey even more aligned with more information that we, you know, that we'll be learning so that my business will take off, I will take off, and then I can help guide because I'm a 2-4. I can, so it's very much about my personal journey first and then eventually how I can help others. And not only that, I'm really also interested in how we all complement each other and how different gates, I think I alluded to that in my message today, how the different gates interact with each other, how they create a channel, what does it mean for my family, what does it mean for other people's families, what does it mean for other people's businesses. It's so much about what can I learn so that I can teach, and it's all of the things. Just
yeah, all of the things. So exciting. So exciting. I love it. Lucky I'm just ticking off like, phew, yep, got it, yep, got it, yep, got it, good. Okay, awesome. Who'd like to go next? Carly.
Yeah, so exactly what Sasha and Joe said, and it being so much more about, you know, an internal experience so that I can share it with other people and finding a way to integrate that into my own business, because a lot of my clients and the people that I attract now really resonate with my story and my need for wanting to do things differently. And now that I have this permission slip and can actually live it and experience it and, you know, have a transformation and be able to let them know that too, that that's not the only way, and actually have an answer for them. Like, there is a way actually, and here's how you can get there. And yeah, that's probably what I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I really love that. And again, that typical 3-5, you know, like, yeah, I want to learn all this stuff and then empower others. You know, it's just, and this is the thing that all of us are excited about, learning all of this knowledge so that we can give everyone else the permission slip, you know, like, the thing about all of this isn't so that we can learn more, gain more, earn more. It's about the more we can be aligned, the more we can empower others to be aligned and have their permission slip and really, you know, do our part to be raising consciousness, to be getting people to become their own guru, to be creating their own heaven on earth. And of course, reducing all of this awful judgment and separation that is kind of needing some serious cleaning up right now. So yeah, I love that. Emma, what are you most excited about for the next 4 weeks, 2 months?
Oh my goodness, so many things as a man. So many things going on in my mind. But something that I've already started incorporating this into my client sessions, and I've had a lot of success with people just being like, wow, thank you for validating how I'm feeling and giving me that permission slip, like we were just saying, to just be who they are and really use that strategy to just improve everything in their life, whether they are at a corporate job, whether they want to start their own career, relationships, literally everything in life human design touches. So just being able to like share that with other people has been amazing. And I want to keep doing that and deepening my own knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that trust piece, isn't it? It's that ability to empower them to trust their own decisions. And because this is the thing, and we all know this because we've all had our own version of it, but there comes a time where you have a crazy feeling inside of you to jump in some way. And before, we would all go to the mind. We'd go, okay, well, let's think about this. Let's reason it through. And the beauty of all of the human design that human design brings is that we don't have to reason. Like, it's not to say that we don't use all the other tools. Like, I know for me, I still use a lot of my behavioral tools. Absolutely. You know, I love a good phobia bust. Like, bring that stuff on. But at the end of the day, it's all about the ability to trust ourselves and empower others to do the same, so that we don't have to have, it's almost like we don't have to go the long way around, you know, like what Jess was saying earlier, that she had this massive awareness and just enough to know that, oh my goodness, I've been holding this resentment, I can just let it go because I'm designed this way. So it's like I've often sort of referred to human designers, it's like the ultimate hack into being ourselves. Yeah, I love that. Thanks, Emma. Jess, what are you most excited about for the next 8 sessions, 2 months, whichever way I'm going to say it?
I'm so excited for everything. we're starting to delve deeper and deeper into our charts, and everyone is experimenting more and more and sharing their stories with all of us, which is just amazing. And I feel so blessed to be able to take those stories in and feel that connection and closeness with you all. But it's just bringing so much more to the whole experience. I'm so interested in looking closer at life purpose and prominent gifts that might arise in the gates. I just feel so grateful for this opportunity to be doing this mastermind, and especially with such wonderful souls that are lit up every week. They show up. We talk about this human design, and we just, it's like we feed off each other. And I feel like my life path is changing, and I'm so excited for what the universe is bringing my way. So,
oh, Jess, I'm so glad you went last. That was such a beautiful way to sum everything up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I also want to touch on this point, like, one of the gifts, and I have no conscious awareness of it. Like, people sometimes reflect this stuff onto me and I'm like, oh, really? But one of the great gifts that I've been given is that I'm really good at bringing together a group of people. And yet again, I've been gifted the most incredible team. We don't have three of the girls aren't here with us on the podcast today, because how good is this? I actually suggested this yesterday, listeners, just yesterday, and this is the response. And as Jess said, like, every single person in this mastermind is playing at 300%. They're all here on time. In fact, I turn up, because I am actually, believe it or not, a very prompt human. So I turn up on the dot of time, and they're already there, already discussing human design. And we've had to extend the period of time for each session, and everyone's in it, you know, as best they can. They're in it all the way to the end. And I think that this says so much for you guys. Like, it says so much about you, that you are in, you're here, you want to learn, you're open, you're taking everything on board. And the interactivity within the group is just off the charts. So thank you. Thank you all for playing, you know, a high level game, because as you all know, that the higher you play, the bigger the returns, even if you do fall down in between. That's okay. That's what we're here for, right? So I just want to say thank you, everyone, for joining. Thanks for the last minute turning up and doing this podcast. It's such a gift to have you here. And I'm so excited for the next 2 months that we have together, and the deep diving. And I will finally share the gates and PHS with you, I promise. It's all coming. So thanks again, ladies. Thanks for joining. And well, I'm going to see all of you next week. And for all of those listeners, thanks for hanging in there all the way to the end. And also, if you have any questions, we have another mastermind coming up really, really soon. I am loving this one so much. I can't wait for this one to end to launch another one. So we're going to launch another one very, very soon. If you're interested, DM me. Otherwise, ladies, have you got anything else you want to say before I let you go? No, I've got lots of shaky heads. Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.